Tony-winning director Bartlett Scheer and the team behind South Pacific, The King and I, and the 2017 Tony-winning Best Play Oslo certainly bring a fresh and authentic vision to Fiddler on the Roof, a beloved theatrical masterpiece from Tony winner Joseph Stein and Pulitzer Prize winners Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick. The production is now on tour at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. The original production won 10 Tony Awards, including a special Tony for becoming the longest-running Broadway musical of all time. This new production has been around 2 years or so.
The touring production?
Yes.
Yes, almost. Yeah. A year and a half. Yeah.
It's a wonderful cast, a lavish orchestra, obviously tells the heartwarming story of fathers and daughters and husbands and wives and the timeless traditions that define faith and family. Maite Uzal plays Golda in the production as Tevye's wife of 25 years and mother of his 5 daughters. Certainly an iconic role in American theater and musical theater. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
How long have you been with the tour?
A year and a half since it started. Yes.
So you've been there since the beginning?
Since the very beginning.
What has that been like?
It's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful journey in so many aspects, in the artistic aspect. Just to be playing such an iconic role is a gift. Our director says that great parts make great actors, and definitely this is a part that I don't know if it's made me a great actress yet, but that could definitely make me one, and I hope that I'm making the best of it. And then on a personal level, there's two sides to it. There's the huge gift and privilege that is to be touring the United States, which is something that I'm visiting so many places that I would probably in my regular, so to speak, life would never get to see, and that are beautiful and surprising and fantastic. And then there's another layer of personal experience that comes into play, which is how exploring this role has allowed me to explore my own family, specifically my mother.
How so?
Because playing Golda, I always try to, you do the factual research first and foremost. You check primary sources, you go to the text, you go to the score. But then when you try to own the role and to bring something as genuine and personal as you can possibly do, if it is allowed, which the text is commanding there and your director, but
right.
You do introspection, you look into your own life, and I'm not a mother myself, so I thought, what better example than to explore my own mother? And I've had huge realizations about how deeper realizations, because you always know that moms are selfless and they sacrifice and whatnot. But getting to play this role, multiplying my role as a daughter times 5 and applying that to my own mother, I go, what? what do they do? How do they do it?
And there are all of these masters, if you will, that she is working to better the children. She's working to better the family. She's working to better her husband. There's all of these roles and things that she is.
Yeah, she's the queen of multitasking.
Yes.
Yes. Of talk about a fiddler on the roof. That is Golda too. She's balancing a million acts, the girls, the house, getting everything ready, the traditions, Tevye, everything. She juggles and she's able to.
The eyes are on everything.
Exactly.
You're watching everything. And this character does it with great humor and great heart.
Yeah, both things that come into play in Golda. That is one of the many reasons why it's a gift to play this role, because she goes through every single emotion that an actor would want to portray. The humor is definitely there, and she doesn't even know it. She's just honest and brutally out there, and that's why it's so funny. and with a huge heart, like you say.
When you've been with a role for as long as you've been with this one now, do you understand what it is, not only about this character, but about this show as a whole, of why it is such an iconic piece of work?
Yes, yes, of course, because I get asked this question many times. Do you get, you know, do you get bored of playing this role so many times? We're going to go for, we're over 400 in 400 performances.
Yeah.
And I do not, because it is, it's like asking someone, do you ever get bored of having the best cup of espresso that you could have? No, because it's the best. It's such high quality in the writing.
Right.
That you cannot, there's only more exploration to do, more exploring to do. And that's how you come to understand everything that is, there's always something that you can dig into deeper, a relationship on stage that you can strengthen because it's so well written. And that's how I think, to answer your question, you come to understand that.
Carol Channing once told me that in playing Hello, Dolly, that she could do it a million times more and would probably still learn new things, and never got tired of the role, never got tired of the music, and certainly never got tired of the audience reaction to it.
That is exactly how I feel, and how having talked to a lot of cast members, how we all feel about this material. That is exactly right.
Right. I mean, let's face it, it's a good gig, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a gift. It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting to me that when somebody says, "Oh, we're going to do the show again, and we're going to put it," I'm watching this now with West Side Story, and they say, "Oh, you know, it was on Broadway a few years ago. We're going to do it again. We're going to do this version. We're going to do this take on it this time."
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have it. There are some little changes in the show, but that's what it's about, isn't it? To sort of look at the text and say, "Here we are in 2020. What does this mean to us now?"
Exactly, and that's how. That's how Bart Scheer approaches a text. He's done so many classics, and he does them as if they had never been done before.
Yeah.
So he goes to square one over and over again. And that's why a lot of things in our production ring fresh and raw to a lot of people. The choreography has been revisited, and I think it's one of the greatest attractions of our show. And yes, it rings relevant in 2020 because it's a story about refugees.
Right.
And that is sadly relevant in our days today. And I think that everybody can relate to having a struggle with tradition, which is also what our show talks about, and struggling with family and changing patterns. And our show is also very relevant today because it's about powerful women who defy tradition and who move the plot forward.
It's a beautiful production, and you are going to be at Proctor's through Sunday in Schenectady. You can find out more information at proctors.org. Maite Uzal, what a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much.
For
being with us. And congratulations, and have a beautiful rest of the run.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Again, Fiddler on the Roof, playing through Sunday at Proctor's in Schenectady, proctors.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.